Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. I'm Logan Cruz, and if you're feeling like life's got a grip on you tighter than your ex holding onto that last slice of pizza, this one's for you. Today we're diving into the absolute superpower, the art of setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like a human spin cycle with no off switch? You know that feeling when your phone's buzzing nonstop, your inbox is overflowing, and someone just needed to ask you for a favor while you're already running on fumes. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or mean. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your sanity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone walk into your house unannounced, right? Same principle applies to your life, your emotions, and even your thoughts. Okay. So how do we actually do this boundary thing? Here are 5 key takeaways that will level up your game. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. These are the absolute deal breakers, the things you simply won't compromise on. Maybe it's getting enough sleep, dedicating time for personal hobbies, or having uninterrupted family dinners. Figure out what matters most to you and treat those like sacred cows. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive. Think of it as polite but firm. Practice saying, no, without feeling guilty. A simple, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not available right now, can work wonders. And if someone keeps pushing your boundaries, don't be afraid to reiterate them calmly and confidently. 3. Set time limits. Ever find yourself on a call that could have been a text? Yeah, me too. Set realistic time limits for interactions, whether it's meetings, phone calls, or even social media scrolling. This helps you stay focused and prevents those energy-draining rabbit holes. 4. Learn to delegate. You don't have to do everything yourself. Identify tasks that others can help with, at work, at home, or even just asking a friend for a helping hand. Delegating frees up your time and mental space for the things that truly matter. 5. Practice self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no to others. They're also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in peace. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for setting healthy boundaries and living a fulfilling life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of tasks, when your coworker drops another project on your already overflowing plate. Your initial reaction might be to say, sure, no problem. But then, remember that boundary we talked about? That non-negotiable, me time, you need to de-stress and recharge? You take a deep breath, politely but firmly decline, and suggest an alternative solution. Maybe there's someone else who can help, or perhaps the project can be tackled later. Boom. Boundary set, energy saved, and your sanity preserved. See? It's not rocket science, but it does take practice. Be patient with yourself. Remember those key takeaways, and celebrate those small wins, every time you say, no, to something that doesn't serve you, or, yes, to something that nourishes your soul, you're building a stronger, more balanced life. So, here's the call to action. Think about one boundary you need to set today. It could be anything, saying no to a social event that drains you, reclaiming your time in the morning, or simply asking for what you need from your loved ones. Take that first step, and remember, you've got this. And as always, keep sharing your thoughts, stories, and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who know their worth and aren't afraid to say no when it matters most. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep mastering your emotions, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.